Numbers chapter 28. And Jehovah spoke to Moses, saying, Command the children of Israel, and say unto them, My offering, my bread for my offerings by fire of sweet odour to me, shall ye take heed to present to me at their set time. And say unto them, This is the offering by fire which ye shall present to Jehovah, two yearling lambs without blemish, day by day, as a continual burnt offering. The one lamb shalt thou offer in the morning, and the other lamb thou shalt offer between the two evenings, and a tenth part of an ephah of fine flour for an oblation, mingled with beaten oil, a fourth part of a hin. It is the continual burnt offering, which was ordained on Mount Sinai for a sweet odour, an offering by fire to Jehovah. And the drink offering thereof shall be a fourth part of a hin for one lamb. In the sanctuary shall the drink offering of strong drink be poured out to Jehovah. And the second lamb thou shalt offer between the two evenings, with the like oblation as that of the morning. And the like drink offering shalt thou offer it as an offering by fire of a sweet odour to Jehovah. And on the Sabbath day two yearling lambs without blemish, and two tenth parts of fine flour as an oblation, mingled with oil, and the drink offering thereof, it is the burnt offering of the Sabbath, for each Sabbath besides the continual burnt offering, and its drink offering. And in the beginnings of your months ye shall present a burnt offering to Jehovah, two young bullocks, and one ram, seven yearling lambs without blemish, and three tenth parts of fine flour as an oblation, mingled with oil, for one bullock, and two tenth parts of fine flour as an oblation, mingled with oil, for the ram, and a tenth part of fine flour mingled with oil, as an oblation for each lamb. It is a burnt offering of a sweet odour, an offering by fire to Jehovah. And their drink offerings, half a hin of wine for a bullock, and the third part of a hin for the ram, and the fourth part of a hin for a lamb. This is the monthly burnt offering for each month throughout the months of the year. And a buck of the goats shall be offered, for a sin offering to Jehovah, besides the continual burnt offering, and its drink offering. And in the first month, on the 14th day of the month, is the Passover to Jehovah. And on the 15th day of this month is the feast, 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. On the first day shall be a holy convocation, no manner of servile work shall ye do, and ye shall present an offering by fire, a burnt offering to Jehovah, two young bullocks, and one ram, and seven yearling lambs. They shall be unto you without blemish, and their oblation shall be of fine flour mingled with oil. 3/10 parts shall ye offer for a bullock, and 2/10 parts for the ram. 1/10 part shalt thou offer for each lamb, of the seven lambs, and a he goat as a sin offering, to make atonement for you. Besides the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering, shall ye offer this. After this manner ye shall offer daily, 7 days, the bread of the offering by fire of a sweet odour to Jehovah. It shall be offered beside the continual burnt offering, and its drink offering. And on the 7th day, ye shall have a holy convocation, no manner of servile work shall ye do. And on the day of the first fruits, when ye present a new oblation to Jehovah, after your weeks, ye shall have a holy convocation, no manner of servile work shall ye do. And ye shall present a burnt offering for a sweet odour to Jehovah, two young bullocks, one ram, 7 yearling lambs, and their oblation of fine flour mingled with oil, 3/10 parts for one bullock, 2/10 parts for the ram, 1/10 part for each lamb of the seven lambs, and one buck of the goats, to make atonement for you. Ye shall offer them besides the continual burnt offering, and its oblation without blemish shall they be unto you, and their drink offerings.